Mozart escaped from his hometown of Salzburg and moved to the big city, to Vienna, in 1781. And once he no longer had to write church music, he began working voluntarily on a mass. Mozart scholar Neil Zaslaw explains.
As long as Mozart lived in Salzburg, he had to write church music, even when he was not really being paid, but somehow as part of his presence there. And so he wrote a series of masses. There are more than a dozen masses, and some of them are very fine. But they are conventional in the sense that they're pretty much the same size and shape as the other masses that were being performed there. And then Mozart went to Vienna, where the opportunities for church music had become very limited because Emperor Joseph II, as an enlightened monarch, was trying to break the power of the Catholic Church and made draconian regulations cutting down on the budgets for church music and the number of musicians who could be employed. So Mozart was not writing church music at the beginning of his time in Vienna. And then he promised he would write a mass. There are two stories that come down to us from a letter by Mozart and reminiscences by his wife that are not quite the same. Either he promised that he would do it when his wife or his fiancée was ill, and if she recovered, he would thank God by writing a mass. Or he did it for the safe birth and delivery and survival of his first son. But in any case, he had sworn to write a mass, and he was about to go back to Salzburg where they were still doing large-scale mass performances, and so he started this amazing mass.
Mozart scholar Neil Zaslaw. The Kyrie of the C minor Mass is among the most dramatic movements in all of Mozart's sacred music. It begins very dark, but before long it just bursts into sunshine. Herbert Kegel is conducting the Leipzig Radio Chorus and Symphony in this performance of the Kyrie from Mozart's C minor Mass. Herbert Kegel conducting the Leipzig Radio Chorus and Symphony in that performance of the Kyrie from Mozart's C minor Mass. Music written just after Mozart thought he'd finished writing church music forever. Once again, Mozart scholar Neil Zaslaw.
I don't know what he thought he was doing. It's on the same scale as Bach B minor Mass, and therefore could only be performed on the kind of holiday when people don't work and they're going to be in church all day.
On this Mozart Friday, we're exploring Mozart and the church, Mozart's sacred music. When he was a young man in Salzburg, Mozart had chomped at the bit to write opera. He found it deeply frustrating to have good soloists, an orchestra, and a choir available, but instead of being able to write operas for them, having to write masses for them. You might recognize this aria from his opera, Marriage of Figaro. Dove Sono from The Marriage of Figaro. Mozart already had this opera music in mind some 6 years earlier. Here's the Agnus Dei from his coronation mass.
Thank you.
Agnus Dei from Mozart's Coronation Mass, Kürschel 317. Alto soloist Dolores Ziegler, the Rias Chamber Choir, and the Berlin Philharmonic were all conducted by James Levine. More of Mozart's sacred gems are on the way in just a moment. It's NPR's Performance Today.